الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أكثروا هادم اللذات أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا عليم صدق الله العظيم. Alhamdulillah, my dear respected ulama, elders and brothers in Islam. First and foremost, we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has made us insan. Allah Ta'ala has made us human beings. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, He could have made us into any other creation. Allah Ta'ala chose us, He made us from ashraful makhluqat. So we thank Allah Ta'ala. Thereafter, we thank Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala made us Muslims. Allah Ta'ala wanted, He could have made us a human being. But we could have been from the non-Muslims. So we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala has made us from the Muslims. Thereafter, we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us from being from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we always hear from our ulama, that this is the greatest, the most virtuous ummah to come into this world. So we make shukr Allah Ta'ala has made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then also another thing is that the time which Allah Ta'ala has created us in, this is the era which was best for us. Everyone has their desire that if only I was present in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If only I was in the time of the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, then I could have seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I could have been in the company of Rasulullah. But Allah Ta'ala knows best, that is why He has created us in this zamana, in this era. Thereafter, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has made us from the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allah Ta'ala has made us from the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Those people who follow what was taught, what was conveyed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as understood and as practiced by the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. There are many other groups, many other firaq who claim that they believe in Allah Ta'ala, who claim that they follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they are completely misguided. So Allah Ta'ala has made us from the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Yes, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the ability to take part in the Islahi Jalsa. So each and every one of us is in need to make our Islah, to make our reformation. So when a person sits with the Allah Wala, when a person listens to those people who are connected to Allah Ta'ala, those people who are close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then a person learns and he understands things in a different perspective. That's why He has already mentioned to us. It's one of the objects of a person's life. If a person is living in this world, what is the object, what is the purpose of a person's life? So as it mentions that one of the objects of a person to live in this world is that a person has to send a salih thawab for his marhumi. So what a great thing it is, the person daily he is waking up. Imagine if a person wakes up with this in mind, if a person wakes up with this intention, that I'm actually here because I have to send rewards. I have to send a salih thawab for those of my family, for those marhumin who have passed on. What a difference it will make in his life. What a difference it will make in his day. The daily a person wakes up with this in his mind, that I have to send a salih thawab. That those people who have gone ahead, who have gone into the next realm, they have gone into the alameh barzakh, they have gone into the qabr, they are in need. So this is the reminder that the daily a person should take out time, at least minimum a person should try and recite 3 times Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and he should convey this to the marhumin. So one of the benefits of that is, like Hamlan Musa Qajisa was mentioning, that for a person to stay away from all these evils, from all these fitan, the third thing which was mentioned by Allah Ta'ala rahimahullah is maut, to remember death. So that if a person wakes up with this daily in his mind that he has to send Isadiyah Thawab, he has to send reward to the Marhumin, then automatically that will assist a person. It will aid a person in remembering about death. So in this hadith, Nabi mentions, as narrated by Abu Hurairah, no some effect, that Nabi mentioned that Udhkuru Hadiman Ladat, O Kama Qala Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that remember the kata, the terminator, the kata of all pleasures. You know, which is the death is meant here. So if a person daily he takes out time, he sends Isadiyah Thawab, whether he reads something, whatever a person does, as I mentioned that a person should, one is a person obviously, you know, whatever a person does. So whoever taught us, for example, our ustad taught us, our parents sent us to madrasa, then automatically they get the reward. But we are also in need of the ajr, we are also in need of the reward. So a person should select and a person should take exclusive amal which he sends for the marhumin. Which he sends for the marhumin. Then together with the marhumin benefiting, a person will also get the reward of it, inshallah. And then an intention has an effect. How the Rahman mentioned, that if a person in the morning he does not make an intention that today I want to look after my gaze, today I want to protect my eyes from looking at all the haram things, from looking at ghair mahram, then eventually a person, he will look at ghair mahram, he will look at woman, his eyes will follow them. But if a person consciously he makes the intention that today inshallah I will not look at anything haram, I will not look at any woman. And obviously because we are insan, because we are human beings, we might slip, we might forget. But as soon as because a person made this intention, then as soon as a person slips, then immediately he will remember. He will remember. As soon as, hey, I made this intention that I will not look at haram. So a person will be reminded. A person will be reminded and a person will make tawbah. And a person who makes tawbah, then it is as if the guna which he did is not there. And a person who makes tawbah, then he becomes the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, Allah give all of us tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat which I recited in the beginning, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. So the ulama mentioned that the pious people, all our elders, all our pious predecessors, whatever they attained, it was because of the barakat of durud. It was because of the barakat of durud. So if you have to read the kitab of Fadail of Hadith Shaykh Rahimullah, the Fadail of Durud, and we'll see there's so many stories, incidents which are mentioned about the pious predecessors. Imam Shafi Rahimullah, we all know that his famous student, when he seen him once after his demise in a dream, and he asked him that Ustad, how did you fare? So the whole incident is mentioned in Fadail al-Durud. So he asked him that. So he said, no, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala forgave me. Allah Ta'ala had mercy on me. Allah entered me into Jannah. So what was the reason? So he said, no, it was a certain durud. Now bear in mind who was Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. There's no words which can describe or which will ever be able to describe how great he was. But what did he say? He said that there's a certain durud which I used to recite upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And because of that, Allah Ta'ala had mercy on me. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. So this is just one example. So whatever our ulama, our pious predecessors, our Buzruhanuddin, our elders, the pious people, whatever they got, whatever they received, whatever they attained, as far as spirituality is concerned, is through Durud Sharif. And the second thing is that today we see, and we always say that there's so much of fitna, there's so much of trials, tribulations which we are facing. We are living in a time of fitna and fasad. So because of the barakat of durud, the first thing Allah Ta'ala will give a person is Allah Ta'ala will give a person steadfastness in deen. That person who recites durud, who makes it a habit to recite durud upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala will grant him steadfastness in deen. A person will become steadfast on his deen. The second thing is that a person will be able to resist them. So like Mulana Musa was mentioning also about music, about porn, so many other things which we all know, each and every person knows. I know myself how many of guna, how much of sins a person is involved in. Because of the barakat of durud, because of the blessings of durud, a person will be able to reserved self. A person will be able to stay away from guna. A person will be able to protect himself from sin. And the money is the spiritual aspect. Obviously, a person who reads zuhud, then he will receive spiritual benefit. But even in this world, Allah Ta'ala will assist a person through the durood sharif which he recites. So every second person today, he is in depression. He feels that he needs medication, he needs tablets, and he needs something to take him away from his depression, to take him away from his anxiety. He said that a person says that I cannot cope no matter what I do, but for some reason I'm always depressed, I'm always anxious, I am always troubled. So when a person recites durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this will grant a person peace of mind. It will grant a person contentment of heart. It will remove a person's anxiety. It will remove a person's depression. The darkness which a person sees because of sins, because of the fitna, because of the environment around us, because of the barakat of durood, a person will be saved from these things. So there's a hadith also mentioned in Fazail Durood also about Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu, that he once came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And asking that, O Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of my time should I dedicate to durood? How much of my time should I dedicate to durood? So he said that, however much you wish you should dedicate, you should set out for durood. So he asked that if I dedicate quarter of my time to durood, so he said that's good, but if you increase, it would be better. So he said that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I dedicate half my time to durood, half my time I dedicated to durood. So the Prophet mentioned that that's good, but if you increase, then it will be better for you. Then he said that, O Nabi of Allah, if I dedicate two thirds of my time I dedicate to durood. So he mentioned that that's good, but if you increase, it will be better. So he mentioned that, O Nabi of Allah, in that case, I will dedicate all my time to durood. All my time I will dedicated to durood, meaning my extra time. I will dedicate to durood. So Muslim said that in that case, إِذَنْ تُكْفَى هَمُّكْ وَيُكَفَّرُ لَكَ ذَنْبُكْ. In that case, your deen and your akhirah will be taken care of. تُكْفَى هَمُّكْ. Your anxiety, your depression, your worry, your concerns, all the things will be sorted. وَتُكَفَّرُ ذَنْبُكْ وَيُكَفَّرُ لَكَ ذَنْبُكْ. And your sins, your guna, will also be forgiven. So this is the barakat of durood. Then there's an incident mentioned of a certain person, their son was addicted, he was addicted to drugs, he had this problem of drugs. So they got him rehabilitated once, twice, thrice, a few times over and over again he got rehabilitated. And then he would always relapse. So then his parents, his father, he decided that he went to a certain alim and he told him that this is the situation. My son, no matter what, but he is always relapsing. He has been to the rehab, but he's always relapsing. So this alim, he advises family that, you know what, daily yourself and your wife, you take your time, you read durood 300 times upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you make dua to Allah, O Allah, because of the barakat of this durood, because of the blessings of this durood, wean my son of the sickness of this drugs of his. So the Ali mentioned that it wasn't long, 1 or 2 months later, his parents came back, his father came back and he said that, and he told him that, alhamdulillah, by the barakat of this durood, because of the blessing of durood, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that my son has been weaned of this drugs, and he is no more relapsing, alhamdulillah. He's now going to the masjid, alhamdulillah, his company has changed, and his environment has changed, his amal has changed. So this is the barakat of durood. So this durood is such a thing in this hadith, in another hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه عشراء كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. To the person who reads one durood upon the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, then according to this narration here, Allah Ta'ala will send 10 mercies upon him. 10 mercies upon him. So the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, if you have to understand, then one mercy of Allah Ta'ala, one portion of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for the entire world, for the entire universe, to run this whole universe. One mercy of Allah Ta'ala is sufficient. So this amal in this ibadat of durood is such a thing that minimum when a person reads one durood, 10 mercies come. So imagine if a person daily he makes it a habit, daily he takes out time, like how a person takes out time for his other chores, whether it's his worldly chores, whether it's his other amal, a person takes out time. So a person should set aside time, a person should take out time to read durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So imagine if a person, he reads, for example, 100 durood, like Hazrat already mentions, that a person, that it comes in the narration, in a hadith, that a person who will recite 100 durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then he will attain two certificates. Bara'atun minan nifaq, or bara'atun minan na'u kama qala Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That a person will receive freedom from nifaq, a person will be protected from hypocrisy in deen, from nifaq, and also a person will be protected from the fire of Jannah. So imagine if a person does it, 100 times a person is reading durood, how much of mercy is coming in upon that person? If a person inculcates this habit in his house, his wife, his children, everyone is reading durood, how much of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala will come upon this person, come upon that household, in that house, in that neighborhood? And if every person has to introduce this into his life, then how much of rahmat, how much of mercy will come into a person's life? And the fourth thing is that that a person who recites durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he will get connected, he will be linked to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in a person's life, the most important thing is that a person has to be linked to Allah Ta'ala, a person has to be linked to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is what matters. Everything else is extra. What house a person lives in, what type of car a person drives, how much a person earns, what a person eats, what a person wears, all that is secondary. Why? Because all that will remain behind. The only thing which will help a person, which will assist a person, is the love which a person has of Allah Ta'ala and the love which a person has for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So there's many ways, but the easiest, one of the easiest ways to connect ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, to connect ourselves to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is to recite durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It comes in another hadith also, in Fazal al-Durood, that there are certain angels, there are special angels in the world, which are designated in their work, and their job is that when a person recites durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no matter where a person is, no matter which part of the world he is in, when a person recites durood, then those angels take the durood and they convey it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they take a person's name and they take a person's father's name. And we all know that Hayatu Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive in his grave. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam responds. He responds to that salam, to that durood which a person. So obviously we don't, like I said, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So we believe that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not Hadir and Nazir. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive in his grave. So when a person, imagine a person is reading durood, the durood is being conveyed to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by those angels. So at that moment, at that time, the tawajjuh of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is upon a person. Is upon that specific person who is reciting durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The tawajjuh. So obviously, once the tawajjuh of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is there, the love of Allah Ta'ala will come, the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be created in a person's heart. And then imagine if a person whose habit it is, whose day and night passes in reciting durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then when that person dies, when that person passes away, will Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not remember us? On the day of Qiyamah, when a person, inshallah, meets Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the state of Iman, then will Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not remember us? Not if a person makes this habit of durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the first thing is that a person, with the help of Allah Ta'ala, which a person receives in this world, is also proportionate to the link which he has with the people. Like we always hear the Ulama saying, that the object, the purpose that this world, the whole universe is still in, existence is because of the name of Allah Ta'ala. And obviously, this world and whatever it contains, and whatever else is in the universe, it is all because of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is all because of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the stronger the link, what Allah Ta'ala, the stronger a link, the link was with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then proportional to that will be the help of Allah Ta'ala, will be the assistance of Allah Ta'ala. So the more durood a person will read, then the more a person will be enveloped in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So the incident mentioned in Ghalay Durood also, incident of Hazrat Abu Hafs Raghibi Rahimullah, that someone saw him in a dream. Someone saw him in a dream, and they asked him that, how did you fare? How did you fare in front of Allah Ta'ala? So Abu Hafs mentioned that Allah forgave him, Allah Ta'ala was merciful to him, Allah Ta'ala admitted him into Jannah. So when he asked him that, how did you, and how was this possible? So he said, Allah, that the angel started counting my sins. They started counting my sins. And then they began counting the durood which I had recited upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as soon as the durood outnumbered my sins, then Allah Ta'ala said that, let the reckoning stop, and Allah Ta'ala commanded the angels to admit the person into Jannah. So this was the barakat of durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's also mentioned in Fazal al-Durud, also in incidents of the Buzrugs, that Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimullah. Now from here we say that how much of importance, how much of value our elders, our pious predecessors attached to Durud Sharif upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it's mentioned that he would dispatch a messenger. He would dispatch a messenger right from Damascus right up to Medina Munawwara. There's almost 1,000 cases, more than 1,000 cases. And in that zamana, he would dispatch a messenger from Damascus right up to Medina Munawwara, and his job was that he should go and read the route upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on his behalf. So this was who? Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahimahullah. So like I said in the beginning, the ulama mentioned that whatever our pious predecessors, our elders, whatever they gained, it was because of the barakat of durood. So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshallah. First of all, of understanding our maqsad in life, our purpose in life. Like I said, one of the purposes, like Hauser mentions, is that we are here because we have to send, reward to our marhumin. So like a person, for example, a person, he is from a foreign land. Now he goes to another country, he goes to earn. So everyone understands that, you know what, he's gone to South Africa, he's going to America, wherever he's gone. Now this person, the son of ours, he will send us and he will help us financially, he will send money for us. But here the only difference is that our marhumin have gone into the akhirah. Difference here is that here it is reversed. It is reversed. Once a person is gone into akhirah, then no matter what he does, it will not assist him. It will not assist him. Here, whatever we send, whatever we do, and we make intention for our marhumin, then that will assist them. So let us make it a habit that daily we send iswalatah, we send a reward for our marhumin. And the second thing I said, the importance of durood. We should make it a habit, we should inculcate this thing in our families, our wives, our children, our friends, whoever we know. We should try and bring alive this practice of reciting durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the reality of durood. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And may Allah Ta'ala make it such that when we leave this world, inshallah we leave for this world in such a condition, Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is pleased with us. And when we meet Allah Ta'ala in the Akhirah, then we meet Him in such a way, Allah Ta'ala is happy with us. And also when we face Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to meet Him in such a way that He is also please with us inshallah. Wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.